Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
What is something that has been romanticized or idealized that when you actually try it or do it, you're like, it's just not as good as everybody says?
Oh, being a cowboy. That's always romanticized in movies.
Yeah, and it's a really hard life.
Yes. It's dirty and painful. And I mean, it's a lot of work. It seems like maybe the worst life in the world.
Yeah. I mean, you had to be emotionally stunted. Oh. You were always on the edge of crime, always in danger.
Yeah.
And your work day was all of your time that you're awake, and your resting time was usually crappy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad people have that job, but it doesn't seem like it's romantic at all.
I think horror movies or being really into like the serial killers in horror movies, like people who have like Friday the 13th, like Jason tattoos or whatever. I think that's weird.
It is weird.
Yeah.
Like you're idolizing somebody who murders.
That
but
is
it's
weird.
Okay because they're fake.
I mean, I guess that would be the theory. Yeah.
What about cross country road trips?
Oh, I think that's a great example. Like either train or auto. Because I know a lot of people have been like, I want to take that train from, you know, Philadelphia
to
San Francisco, one of those. And then you do it and you're like, oh, it was pretty for about 5 minutes in the Rocky Mountains.
Yeah.
But the rest is just boring.
I think if it's a train one, then it's nice if you get one of those, like the ones that I see on Instagram where the entire side of the train and up into the roof, it's all just glass and you're going to the Swiss Alps or something.
Yeah, that sounds great.
That's
gotta
great.
It's got to be that or
if you're
one
just
that goes
on
through the Canadian Rockies through Canada.
But if you're just on an Amtrak going from Omaha to Denver,
right.
With all the love to Nebraska, I love the state of Nebraska, but there is nothing to look at there. And even Nebraskans would tell you that. Denver was a big destination for a lot of people when we lived in Nebraska.
Yeah.
And a lot of people would leave at night so they didn't have to see their own state. That is something people said. Yeah, I'm leaving at about 8 p.m. Why? Because then I can drive through Nebraska in the dark. That's better? Yeah. I don't get it, but whatever.
Yeah.
What else is something that's... Kelly, this is one somebody sent in that you kind of did for a minute. Being a self-sustaining family farm, it's practically impossible for a lone family to achieve it. Now, you were on like a commune, kind of the same idea.
Oh, you mean when I was living in Atlanta or my ex-husband?
In Atlanta.
Yeah, and even with my ex-husband, he shot deer, and that's the meat he ate off of. And then his garden was, filled with stuff that he could freeze. And, I still have stuff from the garden we had together before we separated.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, I lived on a shared farm because local chefs would use the property, because in Atlanta you just didn't have a lot of property like that anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And then the guy who owned the house split it into like duplexes or whatever. And it was neat. It was a lot of work in both circumstances.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, I have a little greenhouse or growing tent in my basement to start my seedlings and things like that. And that alone is a lot. I had six tomato plants and a ton of peppers and things like that this year. And it's super fun. But it is not like, this is lovely. It is, mm-hmm. it's work. It's so much work.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I think that's another thing we romanticize, like the hustle, the people who grind and work all the time. And he's so good at his job, he never takes a vacation. Or she works so hard and it doesn't matter if blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, you're sacrificing your family or
especially
your alone time.
If it's something like starting your own business.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I think that comes up a lot in this.
Does it?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that's something that everybody... I make my own hours, and I don't.
Yeah,
you know, if I don't want to go to work that day, I don't go to work. And
that is true. But what most people who own their own business, the people writing in about this, are saying, yeah, I work my own hours, which is all of them, because otherwise I'm going to lose money instead of just breaking even, mm-hmm. and all the headaches stay with you. Like that was the working for someone who owned their own business in college, because I had always thought that same thing, and then watching him be there from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, it would be just the students who would run the place, but he would often pop by and he might have been happy, but he didn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't relax. He didn't get to see his kids and his wife until they started working there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did, but you know,
yeah.
If you're going home at 8 p.m. every night,
some dreams are definitely better as dreams.
Yeah. And he has a very successful business. Like, you know, I'm sure he'll. At some point, he'll sell that for a lot of money, and the work Probably. Will have been hopefully worth it.
I wonder how people feel now, and I don't know if this qualifies under romanticizing or not, but like the Insta-famous and TikTok-famous families, like the mom and dads who have their babies, like right there on camera. I think a lot of people started off, there's a couple follower or people that I followed for a long time, had adorable kids. This one girl, I forget her name now, had twins. And the dad went a part of their life, and she just showed her life one day as a single mom of twins. I was like, damn, this girl is crazy. It was Michaela or something on TikTok. And now she stopped showing their faces because she realized, like, man, this is not something that I should just be doing and thinking is normal. Like, sharing my every mm-hmm. single thought with my children every day online. People get really possessive over families they think they know. Like, why aren't you posting anymore? Why aren't you showing their faces?
Yeah.
Yeah. And people start criticizing the kids and everything else.
But you romanticize it at this early age because they look so cute in their little baby outfits and their little toddler outfits.
Yeah.
And
my kid,
weird.
I'm going to have this generation Shirley Temple and it's this and that.
This text, some people will tell me that my ADHD is a superpower. Because it's been romanticized. It is absolutely not a superpower.
I think lately I've noticed a lot, and maybe this is just TikTok and people sharing a lot of their experiences, but it seems like therapy speak and therapy terms and mental illnesses have been romanticized in a way where it's like, I'm neurodivergent, so I'm different, so I'm this. They're wearing it as a badge of being different and not something that's like, no, I'm reducing the stigma about what I go through.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right, Malin. And I think a lot of people are self-diagnosing and then wearing it as a badge of, like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, because they want to have something.
I want to be special.
Sets them apart, yes.
And it is so strange, too, because that pendulum has swung completely back the other way, where it used to be like, you know, oh, if you have depression or anxiety or, you know, you're bipolar or something like that, you didn't talk about it. Nobody knew about it. Mm-hmm. And now it's like you said, almost a badge of honor.
Yeah. I think it's better this way than the other way.
Right.
Because at least people are getting help. But
But in a lot of cases, people are just using it as an excuse to continue being a bummer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes.
Like, oh, hey, you know what? I can't help it. You know me. I'm this. And I'm going to do nothing about it.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's romanticized or not.
But. Or yeah. Like, hey, it's really annoying that you do this all the time. Well, that's just my ADHD. I can't help it. And it's like, no, that's not your ADHD. You're just a dick.
Yeah, you're just rude. Yeah.
We go through that with our boys because we have multiple ADHDers. And there are some mistakes they make in school where you can look at it and go, okay, that is going to be difficult for a kid who has
ADHD.
Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's other ones I'm like, well, that's just a crappy decision that you made because you didn't want to do whatever it was at that moment. Or you chose to do that even more. It can be an excuse, but it's not for everything.
Mm-hmm.
An excuse, I don't know, or an explanation maybe is a better term. Let's see. This one, I work for a franchising company and people all the time buy a franchise because they absolutely plan to make their own hours. And then they have a rude awakening when they realize they work way more than a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
Takes a lot to be your own boss, even in a franchise.
Yeah.
I believe that is a fact.
Oh, I got one. Fixing up an old car.
Yes! Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Very much romanticized, because a lot of people look at the finished product.
You see the before, and you see the after, and maybe a smidge of the during. Yeah. And then you go, oh, no, this is 22 years in the making.
Yeah, you see the cool Camaro at Cars and Coffee on a Saturday morning. And you're like, man, that, oh, boy, I should get one of them.
Yeah. You should get that one.
You should.
That's already done.
And in some cases, that's not even, it doesn't work out that easily.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy a car that you think is perfectly running and driving fine, and then it's like, oh, I got $6,000
just
into
the
this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just found out the rocker panels are rotten.
Yeah.
Is that biographical?
No, not in that particular case.
Okay. But,
not rocker panels.
No.
Two sex type things. Sex on a beach, sex in a hot tub. Both seem like they'd be great.
Oh, you're right. Especially like in old movies, it was always like the romantic, sexy scenes with always sex while the waves were hitting you. Yeah. That's sand in places, both
no
men
good.
And women. No good.
No good.
No good. Not good.
This person, life as an artist has been romanticized.
Yeah.
I think it has to a degree. I think the romance appeals to people who are artistic. Because for me, I look at it and I go, that seems like really difficult time. They say it's a lot of work for little pay. It's very discouraging and degrading when people don't like your work that you thought was, you put your heart into. And then you see less talented people succeed because they were in the right place at the right time or they have wealthy friends. That's pretty true in lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the outdoor lifestyle is romanticized.
Like what?
Can be.
Yeah. Doing everything outdoors. Oh. Camping. Just start with camping.
Yeah, no, that's
true.
You
know, it's like you get these notions of I'm going to do this and it's going to be this, and you see it on movies and people fall in love because they're all like hiking together and everything else. And you go, there's a lot of mosquitoes and I'm kind of miserable and I'm a bit cold and we're wet and this isn't and nearly as fun as I thought it was going to be.
That stuff's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, this is work.
Yeah, there's a reason we stopped living outside and built houses.
Yeah, most of the stuff I think that gets romanticized, it turns out it's work.
Yeah. Or like I do this. I travel alone and I love it. And currently trying to think about what I'm going to be doing for our newest travel or our upcoming travels. And I'm like, where do I want to go? And I talked to y'all about it and I have so much fun. But then when I am traveling, there were days in Costa Rica, multiple days when I was there, 7 days by myself, where I was so bored by myself. And so you romanticize part of it because, it's fun to say, I'm going on this, I'm doing it alone, and I'm doing exactly what I want. And all of that is true. But when you're with yourself, by yourself, and it's a low travel season for the place you're going, so it's not like you're meeting a ton of people, or you go out to meet people and it doesn't happen, that makes it really, really hard. So you romanticize this idea of, oh, I'm going to be able to do what I want, when I want. But you don't think about, well, what happens when I want to do something and it falls through or I'm by myself the whole time and suddenly I want people there? Or what happens if I hate the vacation and I want to come home?
Mm-hmm.
That's a process that you go through every time you travel by yourself.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. This one, play dates with other parents and their kids. I thought that would be awesome before our kids were old enough to do it. It turns out it's just awkward.
Mm. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah, I mean, depends on the person.
It does.
Depends on if you're friendly with them or not.
Yeah. This one, had sex on the beach once, covered in sand, almost got run over by a beach sweeper. Not my favorite.
Oh, wow.
Next text, had sex in a hot tub with my fiance. Didn't get to have sex again for a couple months because she got the worst infection of her life.
Mm-hmm. I bet. I know a girl who got a raging yeast infection from screwing in a hot tub.
Sucks.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's gross. Yeah, I think a lot of things revolving around sex in places other than bedrooms is romanticized. Backseats of cars are not nearly as fun as you think it's going to be.
The shower.
Showers
can be difficult.
Shower sex. I don't mind shower sex, actually.
Yeah.
It's right. Nice.
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as it's, roomy enough.
Mm-hmm.
This text, the American dream is romanticized.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it is, because otherwise, if you don't sell it as a dream of if you work harder and work longer, you can get ahead further than anyone else. What are they really going to do? If the American dream was just, hey, if you work really hard, but you start out with the backing of a lot of money and you have the right connections and everything goes perfectly for you, you will advance regardless of how hard you work. Or you could work your ass off at a job you love and never get ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think a lot of people know that both categories. Just a thought. That's somebody else wrote that, but I kind of agree. Van life, motorcycle life.
Yeah, all of those things that are a little... travel divergent.
A lot of doctors have written in and said being a doctor is over-romanticized. School is very difficult. Residency is horrific. The debt you come out of school and then telling people that they have life-changing or life-ending diseases is awful.
It's weird, though. I've never looked at a doctor and romanticized that. I've never thought, man, they got it good. They got it all together. It seems super stressful.
Yeah. I think it's been romanticized more in like, oh, well, find yourself a doctor.
Great.
That
kind of
thing.
Well,
film and television. Movies. Yeah. It's always attractive people with attractive problems.
I had a doctor's appointment yesterday and he seemed miserable.
Attractive people with what's an attractive problem?
The problems that attractive people have on shows like Grey's Anatomy.
Like,
oh, like they're just
too many boyfriends,
like too good looking. There's too many sexual partners. There's too many opportunities to have sex with attractive people you work with.
My boobs are just too big.
Okay, well, that is a real problem.
Yeah.
Boobs are romanticized. And I say that as somebody who doesn't have them. They are. Because everybody you hear from that's like, I got these huge knockers, are just like, these suck. My back hurts. I can't wear the clothes I want. And I have been offered so many boobs in my life. Just be like, take them. Take mine.
My wife is working hard to de-romanticize them at our house. Sometimes when I'm paying attention to hers, she'll say things like, it's cute how into bags of fat you are. And that really sucks the joy out of that as fast as possible. Why do you always say that?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take fat bags whenever I get them.
Show me your fatty bags.
Yeah. Give them.
Use that next time.
Yeah.
I will.
Hey, show me them fatty bags.
Yeah.
Send that text right now. Go ahead. Do it.
She's listening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to see a pic of those fatty bags if you got a moment.
The fattiest beef is the juiciest.
Ew.
It's getting all weird.
Well, let's
now.
See. I'm getting three dots now. Let's see. I'm going to be able to share this. 1-800-947-3979.
You checking out some fatty beef bags?
Yeah. This text from a doctor. 12 to 16-hour shifts, responsible for people's lives, and then the people not listening to the advice.
My parents.
But you have all the opportunities of that infidelity.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's neat.
My parents met in a hospital.
They did?
Yeah, my grandma, she's a terrible driver. She's probably been in like 45 car accidents. And this was 80s. And
they say things skip a generation.
Yeah, they do. I'm also a terrible driver. I get that from my grandma. But yeah, she was in the hospital. My mom was her nurse. And my dad came walking in and my grandma set him up.
Wow.
Wow, that's crazy.
I know. Isn't that wild? And they're married like a year later.
Dang.
I know.
That's pretty awesome.
I know. So here we go, romanticizing something doctors say we shouldn't.
Right?
You're wrong.
This nurse, we do more work than most of the doctors. I've heard that, and I believe it.
Well, yeah, that tracks.
What else have we heard about nurses?
Like dentists.
Yeah, the same at the dentist. Yeah, the hygienist does all the work. The dentist comes in and goes, oh, anything weird? I'll take this sharp stick and I'll poke it in there too.
Unfortunately, the suicide rate for dentists is one of the highest of professions because they deal with people who hate them all day long.
Is it really?
Really?
Yeah. That's what I read a couple of years ago.
God, that's awful.
Yeah.
Oh. Should have been a real doctor. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Why don't you be a chiropractor or a foot doctor or something useful?
Chiropractor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like chiropractors. So.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.